أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. All of my kiram, respected brothers and elders, this ayat of the Quran Kareem that we recited on some previous occasion, some aspects of this ayat were discussed. Again, we take the same ayat of the Quran Kareem and discuss one very fundamental lesson that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us in this ayat. A lesson that if we bring the reality of this lesson in our lives, one is the lip service of it, but beyond that, if we bring the reality of this lesson in our lives, then many a problem that we face would be solved very easily, and we will enjoy the things that we all desire. In this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives the example of a people of the past. Like in many other places in the Quran Kareem, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives examples of the nations that have already gone. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That in these incidents that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, there is an ibrah, there is a lesson for us to take. It is not just for entertainment purposes, for us to take the lesson therein. So this ayat which we discussed once previously, here again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we are discussing this ayat once more for this lesson which Allah ta'ala gives us. And this Allah ta'ala speaks about these people of the past, that وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً. That Allah ta'ala gives the example of these people who enjoyed two great favors of Allah ta'ala. Two great bounties, which all of us desire. They had security, كانت آمنة, they had aman and security. They were not under fear of attack all the time. And they were مطمئنة, they had peace, they had اطمئنان. They were not all the time worried about tomorrow, that how will they survive tomorrow? Would they be able to afford to live tomorrow? These are two favors that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had blessed them with. But then Allah ta'ala says everything suddenly turned around. And everything was destroyed. All the enjoyment of that security and that peace was all gone. What caused this entire turnaround? فَكَثَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. They became ungrateful to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for His bounties. And this ingratitude, this resulted in everything being lost. And what became the end result? فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ. Allah Ta'ala clothed them with garments of hunger and fear. Like a person is wearing a garment, it's with him. He's sleeping, he's also, the garment is with him. He's walking, it comes along with him. He's sitting, it's with him. It is on him and with him. In the same manner, this became their condition. That this fear of poverty, no matter how much a person has, sometimes this becomes a consuming fear. This fear of poverty overtook them, like a garment. And this fear of insecurity. All the time the person is looking over his shoulder, no matter how sophisticated his security is, there's some way that somebody is breaching that also. And forever this becomes a person's condition, that he is now worried about tomorrow and is worried about his own safety and security. And these are the things we are also facing commonly, the issue of security, the issue of peace, the issue of worrying about how we're going to afford life. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has already spoken about this in the Quran Kareem. And Allah ta'ala says that this insecurity and this fear of poverty came as a result of being ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala for His ni'mats. So this brings us to the lesson, the very fundamental lesson, the lesson of shukr, the lesson of being grateful to Allah Ta'ala for His ni'mats and bounties. And this is no ordinary thing. This is what the great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam asked for. They made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya. O my Rabb, give me the ability to be grateful to you. Grant me the tawfiq so that I may be grateful to you for your ni'mats, for your bounties that you have showered upon me. So this is a very fundamental lesson, the lesson of shukr. As far as the shukr is concerned, the first level of the shukr is the verbal shukr. Being grateful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala verbally for the bounties and ni'mat that He has showered upon us. And here again we open the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look into the ahadith, you'll find his life filled with shukr. Right at the beginning of the day, when a person's eyes open, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a dua at that time. Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Starting off with the shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah ta'ala who has given me another chance in life. If I was gone, because I was like dead when I was sleeping. If I didn't wake up, then I had no chance. Allah ta'ala gave me another chance to make amends with Him. How many things I've committed, I didn't make tawbah and sleep last night. And what if I was gone, I never woke up this morning. Allah ta'ala gave me life again to now make sincere tawbah and come back to Allah ta'ala. How many things I have not settled with people yet? Allah ta'ala gave me another chance in life to settle my matters with people. If I sit now and think that if I was told in 1 hour's time you are going, how many things I'll want to settle quickly in that 1 hour? I haven't settled it yet. How many people I've hurt their feelings, I'll want to quickly ask them for maaf. How many people I'm owing them money and I just forgot about it and decided not to pay them, I'll want to quickly pay them now. How many people I might have done some other harm to them, I'll want to rectify that, and I've got 1 hour and I don't know what to do first and what to do last. Because there's so much I need to settle still. Allah Ta'ala has given me life again to now settle all these things. Alhamdulillah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us shukr right at the very beginning of the day. Person, natural human need, he goes to the toilet after he wakes up, having come out of the toilet again, shukr. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alladhi azhaba anni al-adha wa afani. That he's making shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who has enabled him to remove all the harmful substances from himself. The morning dua that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, these are all simple, basic du'as. Alhamdulillah, they are beautiful little du'a kitabs that are available. All these du'as are found in there. They are masnoon du'as that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us. But these are things for us to take the time, take the effort to learn them. If we can't learn them, we look inside and read them. Being conscious of the meaning as well, that will add to it. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches us right at the beginning of the day, the morning du'a, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'ma. Oh Allah, whatever bounties and favors I enjoy this morning, whatever favors I have, and if a person looks around him every morning when he wakes up, there's countless things. If he looks just within himself, like one person came to a Buzrug, pious person, and he's only complaining about all his problems and difficulties, and the sum total of what he was saying is that I am down and out and have nothing. So the Buzrug cut him in between and said, okay, look, I'll give you 100,000, give me your eye. So he said, how can I do that? How can I give you my eye? So he said, okay, forget your eye, give me your ear, I'll give you 200,000. And when he now again says, how can I give you my ear? He says, okay, give me your hand, I'll give you 500,000. So he said, what kind of talk is this? This doesn't make sense. He said, you were just now saying you are down and out and have nothing. I only counted 2-3 limbs. You're already admitting in this 2-3 limbs you have more than 1 million. I haven't come to your heart, I haven't come to your mind, I haven't come to the other things. So this lesson of shukr. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us this dua. Allahumma ma asbaha bihi min ni'ma. Oh Allah, whatever favors and bounties I enjoy of yours this morning. Not only me, aw bi ahadim min khalqik. Anyone in your entire creation, oh Allah. Whatever favor and whatever bounty is upon him. Perhaps my son might be a very great genius in something apparently. Ya Allah, that doesn't belong to him. That is your favor. Perhaps my parents are blessed with something. Ya Allah, that is also your favor. Whatever I have, Ya Allah, that is not mine, that is from you alone. أَوْ بِأَحَدٍ مِّنْ خَلْقِكَ فَمِنْكَ وَحْدَكَ O Allah, all this is from you alone. لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ There is no partner that you have. فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَلَكَ الشُّكْرُ O Allah, all praise is due to you. All gratitude is due to you. At the beginning of the day, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches us this dua to remind ourselves that we have to be grateful to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for every bounty that He has given us. So the first level of the shukr is the verbal shukr. And the more we will engage in this verbal shukr, it will bring the reality of shukr. And then, together with this verbal shukr, to constantly remind ourselves, to sit down and think, what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed me with. How many things Allah Ta'ala has given me. And in every situation, we'll be able to find the positive out of it. One Buzruk was walking somewhere one day, and somebody from the upper story threw some ash. Perhaps they didn't see who's walking down, what's going on. There was some ash, they threw this hot ash from top. And it fell on this person's head. So he immediately said, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah is expressing shukr, praising Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So those who were with him were astounded. This ash fell on your head and you're saying Alhamdulillah. Is this something to say Alhamdulillah about? So he said, I wasn't saying Alhamdulillah about the ash falling on my head. I reflected for a moment that I am such a sinner. I am such an evil person. And the greater a person is, the lower he will think of himself. He said, I am such a sinner. And I was deserving that fire should have fallen on my head. I reflected that Allah Ta'ala saved me from that. Only ash fell. I said Alhamdulillah upon this, that I was saved from fire having rained upon me. He found the positive in an outwardly totally negative situation. There's a very amazing incident of a tabi'i, Hazrat Abu Qilaba rahimahullah, who was the student of Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The narrator of this, Abdullah bin Muhammad, he is the narrator. He says, I was posted on a very remote outpost as part of the military army. And he says, while on my duty there, I one day happened to be passing and I saw one just in the desert, one tent. I went in this tent. Here I see a person, his hands are, he's got no hands, he's got no legs. Outwardly, every limb of his body, there was some problem or the other. His tongue only was safe. And from the distance that I was, as I could see him, I can hear him saying something. And what is he saying? He's saying, Oh Allah, give me the tawfiq, Rabbi awzi'ni an ahmadak. Give me the tawfiq to be able to praise you. Such praises which will compensate, which will suffice, as the which will take care of the obligation of shukr upon me for all your favors and bounties. And for having given me virtue, having given me preference over numerous of your creation. Allah, give me the tawfiq of praising you, such praises that it fulfills that obligation of shukr upon me for what favors you have given me, and for the preference you gave me over numerous of your creation. So Abdullah bin Muhammad says, I was astounded at hearing this. I came to him and I said to him that, what are you talking about? You have no hands, no legs, every part of your body is afflicted. It's only your tongue. And you are saying that, Ya Allah, you have given me preference over numerous of your creation. What are you talking about? So he said, what do you think, how my Rabb has treated me? How my Rabb has treated me, if my Rabb now suddenly has to command the skies, and the skies rain down fire upon me. And if Allah has to command the mountains, and the mountains crush me, if Allah Ta'ala commands the seas, and the seas start drowning me, I will only increase in the shukr of Allah Ta'ala for this tongue Allah Ta'ala has given me. Then he says, look, you have come, you can see what condition I'm in. But my son was with me. When I needed to make wudu, it was time for salah, he would help me to make wudu. If I was hungry, he would feed me. He's missing for 3 days now. And I'm in this condition, I can't even go look for him. Do me a favor, go and look for him. So he says, very well. What greater good deed can there be at this moment to help a person like you? So he says, I went out, hardly I walked a little distance, and between two sand dunes, I see this youngster who was the son of this person, and he's lying. He was attacked by wild animals, and they've already eaten a great chunk of his body, and he's passed away. Now he says, this grief overcame me. How do I ever break this news to this person? That this was his support. And in this condition now, this support is gone as well. So he says, as I came back, I'm thinking now what to tell him. And as I come back, then this strikes my mind. I say to him that, do you know the incident of Hazrat Ayyub ala Nabi now, alayhi salatu wasalam? He says, yes, very well. He says, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought that severe illness of leprosy upon him, what condition did Allah ta'ala find him in then? So Allah ta'ala found him sabiran shakiran, that he was in sabr, he was very perseverant, and at the same time making shukr to Allah ta'ala all the time as well. He says, but then Allah ta'ala even took his family away. All his children all went away. How did Allah ta'ala find him? What condition was he in thereafter? He said, sabiran shakiran. He was still making sabr and still making shukr in that condition as well. Then he asked him the third thing. In this way, he asked him several things. This person said, look, please make it short now. What are you wanting to say? He said, your son has passed away. And may Allah ta'ala give you sabr. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make this situation easy for you. Immediately on his tongue comes that Alhamdulillahi alladhi lam yakhluq fi dhurriyati man ya'sih. In this situation also he found something first to make shukr about. He said, Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who did not create in my progeny anybody who has disobeyed him. This one son I had, Alhamdulillah, he was a pious and obedient son, and he was somebody who was obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He's now gone, there's no chance of him now committing any disobedience. I first make shukr to Allah ta'ala for that, that nobody in my progeny was created who would become disobedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In every situation, there was something positive to take out. And then he said a few words, and he sighed, and he passed away. So nevertheless, the lesson that we are learning is that in every situation, there's the positive side of it. And the more a person will develop shukr, then many other issues will come out of his life. One common issue is, many a person is depressed, many a person has no zest for life. If we increase the shukr in our lives, we bring the reality of shukr, there will be no chance for depression. Because the person is forever focusing on the positive things. I have this to thank Allah Ta'ala for as well. I have that to thank Allah Ta'ala for as well. What am I sitting with the negative things for? There's so much to thank Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for, but we forget all those things and we focus on a few things, few problems, few difficulties, and the whole life seems to close around us. That is why, because the Ahlullah, the pious servants of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, their lives are filled with shukr. You've never heard of a pious servant of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala being depressed. Whereas some of them have more illnesses than all of us put together. Some of them have suffered more poverty than anybody else. Outwardly, they had more problems than everybody put together. But their hearts were brimming with the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And together with that, they were ever grateful to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So then this aspect of depression all will become history. When a person has true shukr in his life, the reality of shukr, then arrogance and pride can't stay within him. This is a cure to the arrogance and pride within us. Because when a person is constantly thanking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, constantly making shukr, he is forever conscious that I have nothing, I am nothing. Everything is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Everything belongs to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I am normally proud of what I think is my achievement, what I think is my ownership, what I think is my social status, what I think is my financial position. These are the things that make me feel proud. When I keep reminding myself that everything is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, everything is within the control of Allah ta'ala to take away in one moment, Allah ta'ala save us. Then when I'm conscious of this all the time, where is there going to be a moment for me to be arrogant, for me to be proud? So shukr is a remedy for this pride. This pride which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال حبة من خردل من كبر. That person cannot enter Jannah who has pride in his heart to the extent of a mustard seed. The shukr is the remedy for this pride. So this is, the first was the verbal shukr that we have to constantly make. And we are all the time seeing things around us. There's things happening around us. From every situation we can bring shukr. Somebody came to beg a few cents from us. We will give him those few cents and let him go. But that's a moment of shukr also. Ya Allah, you saved me from being in his position. He could have been sitting in this fancy car of mine and I could have been standing at his window with my hand outstretched. Oh Allah, you saved me from this. This is only your favor. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala at that moment. Somebody is in some other condition, whatever it may be. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us du'as to recite on these occasions. Alhamdulillahilladhi afani mimma btalaka bih wa faddalani ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tafdila. These are du'as also all found in those beautiful du'a kitabs. That, oh Allah, all praise is due to you, that you have saved me from the problem this person has, from the illness this person has, from the difficulty that person is in, from the calamity the other person is in. We have heard about the floods that have taken place. Some people lost their lives. Many people lost their properties. This was a moment to make dua for them, to make shukr also. It could have been us. We hear about things happening around the world. It becomes a news item. We discuss it. We analyze it. We have all the various theories behind it. But neither do we sometimes make even dua for those people who have been afflicted. We don't even make shukr Allah Ta'ala saved us from that. So this is the other part that we have to constantly be taking that lesson, looking at the positive in everything and also making shukr on all the other things we see around us. And then the reality of shukr is that we have to now come into the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. That Rabb who has given us all these favors and bounties, that now all these ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must only be used according to the command of Allah ta'ala. All these favors of Allah ta'ala must not be used against his command. This eye Allah ta'ala has given me must now be used the way Allah ta'ala has ordered. And when I'm walking out on the street, Allah ta'ala said, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Say to the believing men to cast their gazes low. Not to look around. Now if I'm going to sit glued to that box, am I making shukr of this eye? Or is this ingratitude to Allah Ta'ala? This tongue, if it's going to indulge in all kinds of evil talk, it's going to indulge in vulgar languages, which unfortunately has become the norm, then is this the shukr of this tongue? Or is the shukr of this tongue to use it in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, to use it to advise somebody with something good, to use it to help mankind? What is the shukr of this tongue? What is the shukr of this heart? The shukr of this heart, is it to plan and scheme and plot how to do the next person down? Is it to fantasize all kinds of haram? Is that the shukr of this heart? If Allah Ta'ala just causes one little nerve to move in there, what will happen? If that little heart attack happens, what's my condition? The shukr of this heart is it becomes the place of the love of Allah Ta'ala. It becomes the place of the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And similarly, all the other things, the shukr of the wealth that Allah Ta'ala has given us, is to use it according to the way Allah Ta'ala become pleased with it. Not to be squandered, not to be used merely to create a name for ourselves, not to be used in haram avenues, then this is the height of ingratitude. And Allah forbid that peace and security which we are desiring, as long as we don't bring this reality of shukr in our lives, then that cannot come also. These favors of Allah Ta'ala, aminatam mutma'inna, this aman and itminan that these people enjoyed in the ayat that we discussed, we also desire that. But it will come when we bring the reality of shukr in our lives. At the time of Fajr, now the person remains sleeping, and that's not the shukr of that time. The shukr is now to answer the call of the muazzin. At the time of Zuhr and Asr, it is to leave all those occupations, all that ringing tills, and leave everything else and answer the call of the muazzin. And that is the shukr for that moment. Otherwise, then it is a sign of ingratitude. At the time of Maghrib and Isha, to leave out all the other things that we indulge ourselves in, the halal things, the haram things, there's no question about it. Even the halal things that we may be involved in, to leave everything and answer the call of the muazzin. That's the shukr of that time. And in that manner, every other command of Allah Ta'ala, every other aspect of the way of life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is that very fundamental lesson that we have to develop in our lives, the lesson of shukr, the verbal shukr also, that at all the different occasions, we learn these beautiful little du'as, or at least the very minimum, we even just say Alhamdulillah on all these things that are favorable, even to the extent the ulama explain, that a person walks out of his house, there's a lovely cool breeze that he suddenly feels. Isn't that something to make shukr about? Person has had a sip of water, how much of shukr he should make on that sip of water Allah has given him. And every other bounty, so the verbal shukr, then sitting and thinking from time to time, making ourselves conscious of the number of things Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed us with, and also bringing the reality of shukr in our lives. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.